This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF. I'm Mark Magnuson. The December WASDE report is typically a quiet report that has moved on from quickly. USDA published the monthly report on Monday, and while it did not make big waves due to major changes, there are adjustments to make note of. We will hear more from USDA World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski next.
Sharpen herbicide takes your burn down up a notch, going from burn down to
3 to 5 times faster burn down.
From strict tank mix limitations to
awesome tank mix compatibility.
And from controlling some weeds to
controlling more than 80 of the toughest broadleaf weeds.
Including mare's tail.
Including mare's tail.
Because if it can't control mare's tail, it's pretty much just fancy water. So
sharpen up your burn down
with Sharpen herbicide, powered by Kixor technology from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
One of the bigger adjustments in this month's USDA WASDE report was to the corn export forecast, and that is due to strong demand for U.S. corn, says USDA World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski.
In terms of the U.S. balance sheet, particularly for the new crop year, for the current crop year, crop that was just recently harvested, we are seeing really strong export demand for U.S. corn. It's showing up very clearly in the data. So we raised our corn export forecast by 125 million bushels. So now it sits at a record large 3.2 billion bushels, up from last year's record of just under 2.9 billion bushels. So we're doing a really good job of exporting U.S. corn, and that is showing up clearly in the balance sheet.
Despite the adjustment to the current crop corn export forecast, Jekanowski says the average price forecast holds steady.
And this year, with the increase in exports we made this month, that reduces ending stocks by the same amount, by 125 million bushels. We didn't make any change to our season average price forecast for U.S. corn. It remains at $4 per bushel, and that would be down 24 cents per bushel from last year.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those 5 daily stories to your email inbox each day at 5 p.m. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.